Today we're exploring one of Metro Vancouver's fastest growing areas. This might be the area that has the perfect balance between charm, relative affordability, and access to nature. This area that I'm talking about, yes, that's Maple Ridge. And today we're getting into the pros and the cons of living in Maple Ridge. I'm not going to hold anything back, both on the positive and the negative. And I'm not going to do it just sitting here in the studio. I'm taking you boots on the ground out in Maple Ridge on an amazing adventure. Come along with me as we explore what's great and what's not about living in Maple Ridge. And let's get into it right now. I'm Sebastian Albrecht with the Living in Vancouver, BC team, and welcome back to the channel. This channel, as you know, is all about moving to and living in Vancouver. If you want to know more about what it's like all across Metro Vancouver, you've come to the right place. I put out podcasts like this one every single week. And this week, we're getting into the pros and the cons of living in Maple Ridge, but we're not going to do it sitting here in the studio. We're going to go out into my car, get out of here, and head on out to Maple Ridge so I can show you exactly why it's such a great place to live. You're going to be able to decide if you should live in Maple Ridge by the end of this podcast or not. Just to warn you, I'm going to go back and forth between pros and cons, and we're going to start right now with pro number one.
A huge pro of living in Maple Ridge, and something that draws so many people out this way, is the relative affordability of real estate. And yes, note, I'm talking about relative affordability because in terms of the rest of Canada, Maple Ridge is still relatively fairly expensive. But in terms of the Lower Mainland, Metro Vancouver, Maple Ridge is one of the best values that you're actually going to find. And this is pulling people from other communities around Metro Vancouver into Maple Ridge. So you're looking at about a 50% discount to the city of Vancouver, and you're looking at about a 10 to 20% discount in relation to Surrey or Langley. So let's talk about details here. You can still find a single family detached house for less than $1 million. And that is very, very unusual. If you've been spending any time looking at what real estate prices are like in Metro Vancouver, that's not very common. So yes, you can still find a single family detached home here in Maple Ridge for under $1 million. There's not a lot of them. And it's going to be relatively tough to find something family sized and pretty livable, but definitely a house is feasible under $1 million. Just going a little bit over $1 million is going to get you a pretty good house. A typical house these days in Maple Ridge is just over $1.25 million. It's $1,266,000 in Maple Ridge. I want to give you a point of comparison. So I'm going to talk about not just Maple Ridge, but Langley and Vancouver as well for each of these categories. But in Langley, you're looking at paying just shy of $1.6 million for a house. That's $1,598,600. So you're saving considerably just by moving across the river over here into Maple Ridge from Langley. But in comparison to Vancouver, you're saving so much money. It's $2,537,700 in the summer of 2025 for a house in Vancouver. So yes, less than half to live here in Maple Ridge to be able to buy a really nice typical house here. And then in terms of townhouses, you're also saving money. It's $773,100 in Maple Ridge. It is $852,300 in Langley. And then a shocking $1.3 million in the city of Vancouver. So substantial savings, not quite as big savings, but still savings if you're moving to Maple Ridge and buying a townhouse. And then a typical condo is once again relatively inexpensive. It's $504,100 in Maple Ridge. It is $590,900 in Langley, and it's $780,600 in Vancouver. Now, I do want to point out most of the development that we have in Maple Ridge is single family detached. There are increasing numbers of townhouses. Just on my way out here to Silver Valley, I came across a whole swath of development of new townhouses. But most of what you find in Maple Ridge is single family detached. It's just increasingly, especially towards the town center, you're going to see some condos in that area. And then in areas like, well, here in Silver Valley or in Albion, you may see some townhouse developments coming now in recent years. More and more of that supply is coming. So it's not a place that you have to purchase a house if that's not within your budget. There are other options. It's just that the options are a little more limited. Certainly options in terms of houses are much broader. And keep in mind, I did say you could pay just $1 million for a single family detached house here in Maple Ridge, but there is a pretty substantial range, and you can be spending in this area here, you're looking at about $1.6 million, somewhere in that $1.6-1.7 million for one of these really nice newer houses. But there are parts of Maple Ridge where you could be buying an estate site and paying $4 to $5 million for that massive, generous house on a massive piece of land and something that is quite new. That would be incredible luxury, something that would be in that sort of price category. But they do exist here in Maple Ridge as well. So you're drawing people from all types of different economic backgrounds. And if you want to spend a lot of money, it is possible in Maple Ridge. If you want to find something that's a little better value, you can also find that here in Maple Ridge. So a con of living over here in Maple Ridge would be it's very car centric. I mean, you can imagine where I am right now. I'm in the Silver Valley area, and this is an area that's, you know, not all that unusual in Maple Ridge. This is a big city. It's 256 square kilometers. Keep in mind, the city of Vancouver is just 110 square kilometers, but there's only 100,000 people that live here. So obviously you don't have that population density. You don't have the population centers. Of course, there is the town center of Maple Ridge, where there's a pretty strong central area with a lot of retail, a lot of businesses. You live in that area, and sure, things are walkable. But you live in the areas that most people in Maple Ridge live in, areas like this, nothing is really walkable. And transit isn't really a big option here. I mean, yes, there are buses, but there is no SkyTrain. And the buses that they do have don't run very often, right? It's not something that you can really rely on the way you could, obviously, in an area that has much more population density. So an area like Surrey, the buses work much better, even if you don't have the SkyTrain access. If you're in an area with SkyTrain access, that is even better, of course. But this is a place where you really need to have a car. You can't really rely on transit, and you definitely aren't going to be in an area that is incredibly walkable or even bikeable. And that's just the reality of living here. So if you're thinking of moving to Maple Ridge, you definitely have to be aware that this is an area more than likely you're going to be spending on your car. You forget some milk, you got to get the kids to school, you need to pick up, send a package, or do some banking, you're jumping in your car to do all those things, right? And that's could be totally fine, but just something that I want to make sure that you're aware of if you're thinking of moving out here to Maple Ridge. I think one of the greatest pros of living in Maple Ridge is really its incredible access to nature. And I'm here in really what's the crown jewel of Maple Ridge, and that's Golden Ears Provincial Park. This is an astonishingly beautiful place. And in fact, living in Maple Ridge, you know, you are surrounded by natural beauty everywhere you look. Even in the town center, looking up above you, you're surrounded by these incredibly gorgeous mountains and just green absolutely everywhere. And so yes, Golden Ears Park and the rivers and nature that surrounds Maple Ridge, but even the park system within Maple Ridge is pretty impressive. There are neighborhood parks just about everywhere, little kids playgrounds, places for people to spend time outdoors. And I find mostly the people that are drawn to live in Maple Ridge are really drawn here by a love of the outdoors. If you don't really love the outdoors, you're probably not going to really love Maple Ridge. There, you need something to pull you here. And so if you want to be out and explore the wilderness and hiking and camping, riding your bike along the fantastic road network through Maple Ridge as well, whatever it is you enjoy doing outside, maybe kayaking or fishing or canoeing on some of the local lakes and the rivers. And aside from mountains, I should say that reminds me, the river network, of course, around Maple Ridge is pretty astonishing too. So you got Pitt River, and you have Alouette River, and of course, the Fraser River to the south. And so it's much more oriented to lakes and rivers. And speaking of lakes, that reminds me of Alouette Lake and Pitt Lake and Stave Lake. These are all lakes, not necessarily right in Maple Ridge, but are very easily accessible from Maple Ridge. So just being surrounded by nature everywhere is really one of the great joys of living in Maple Ridge. And the result of all of that nature all around you and that smaller population in a bigger space is really that there's a lot of peace and quiet. And so if you are looking for a little bit of solitude, you know, that access to the city, but also that really easy access to nature, that's something that Maple Ridge really excels at. And if you want peace and quiet, if you want to be left alone, if you love a little bit of solitude, Maple Ridge may be the place for you. Now, granted, this isn't the biggest con in the world, but I think it's important that you understand this, especially if you're thinking of moving to Maple Ridge from somewhere else in the world. And you're thinking about Vancouver as a place that's really well connected to the ocean. I mean, after all, the city of Vancouver is right on the ocean. However, once you get into the suburbs, you're heading out into the Fraser Valley, and there is less and less of a connection to the ocean. That's true of Maple Ridge, as we're sort of on the eastern end of Metro Vancouver. And as much as Maple Ridge is really well connected to nature, you've got the mountains here You have the lakes and the rivers. Right now, I'm in Golden Ears Park, and this is the Alouette Lake in behind me here. It is summer, believe it or not. Today, it doesn't feel so much like summer. It is mid-August. This is one of the coolest days we've had in at least a month, maybe 6 weeks or so. This beach in behind me is usually packed with people. There's probably maybe 40 or 50 people here, but there could be hundreds of people here on a really hot summer's day. And this lake is an amazing jewel in the crown of living in Maple Ridge. It is beautiful, gorgeous, and the mountains in behind, they're enveloped with clouds right now. But when the sun is shining, it is absolutely gorgeous. And conversely, when it's snowed, also incredibly gorgeous, but a little tough to see on a day like today where the clouds are a little bit lower. I thought there was a little fish in behind me. My point is that the water that you're connected to here are the rivers and the lakes. And certainly there's lots of swimming possibilities. There's lots of sort of enjoyment around those waterways, like whether you're a fisherman or you just want to get out on a boat or kayaking or paddleboarding, sailing. Well, actually, I shouldn't say sailing. Maybe not sailing, but motorboating on the Fraser River as an example. All those things are really possible here. You really do need to be aware that there's a very limited access to the ocean from Maple Ridge. It's going to take you probably 45 minutes to an hour to get to a beach. The closest one would really be in Port Moody, and that's rather limited. And to get into the city of Vancouver, that's probably going to take you about an hour to get to the beach at Kitts or Spanish Banks, maybe an hour and 15 minutes, depending on the day. So keep that in mind. Rivers, lakes, yes. Ocean, no, for Maple Ridge. One of the biggest strengths of living in Maple Ridge is its diversity of neighborhoods. And it makes sense. This is a city that is really large. It's 256 square kilometers. That's more than double the size of the city of Vancouver, at just 110 square kilometers. And Vancouver has a lot of options. Maple Ridge does too. There's a lot of diversity in the offerings, in the types of homes that are in each neighborhood, and what each neighborhood really offers. Do you want something that's a little more urban? Do you want something that's a little more remote? Do you want a newer home? Do you want a safer home? Do you want to be off in the country where it's nice and quiet? Or do you want to be somewhere that's much more central and easier to get in and out of Maple Ridge from? All of those are different options within Maple Ridge. And so you can go anywhere from Albion, where I am right now, where there is a lot of relatively new homes. I mean, this is a historical neighborhood, but there has been a fair amount of development in this area. You can see the homes in behind me right now. From here to an area like Silver Hills, which is kind of at the opposite end of Maple Ridge, and that's another relatively new neighborhood, newer than Albion, and perhaps there's a little more luxury offered in Silver Hills. And from those neighborhoods to a neighborhood like Wanaque, where you can find a really rural experience, large properties, big estates, really peaceful, really quiet, out of the way. And then, of course, there's also an area like Hammond, which offers single family residential neighborhood that's a little bit older, much stronger value, and maybe a little bit more connected into Pitt Meadows and able to get into a lot of shopping really easily and out of the city really easily. And then, of course, we also have Maple Ridge Town Center, and that's where you're going to find a lot of the higher density. You're going to find a whole slew of townhouse options as well as condos, and that's what you're not really going to find in much of the rest of Maple Ridge. So if you're looking for a condo, you're really going to be targeting near, whether it's in the town center or very close to it. That's where that kind of development is. So no matter what it is that you're looking for, you're likely to be able to find it in Maple Ridge. Different types of communities, different types of neighborhoods, different types of housing. And of course, if you are looking to move here and you want somebody that understands the nuances of the various neighborhoods, as well as being able to understand what kind of home you're going to be looking for, feel free to reach out to me. I've helped hundreds and hundreds of families do exactly what you're looking to do, whether it's moving to Maple Ridge or anywhere in Metro Vancouver. If you're thinking of buying a home, be sure to reach out.
There's three different ways you can reach me. One, you can call or text at 604-831-4837. You could email me at sebastian@albrechtgroup.ca, or you can book a conversation with me directly at calendly.com/albrechtgroup.
But for now,
let's get back to the rest of the podcast.
Commuting is one of the downsides of living in Maple Ridge. A lot of people are going to be leaving Maple Ridge for their daily commute. They're going to be working in Vancouver or Surrey or Langley. It is predominantly that you're going to need a car. Now, of course, there is the West Coast Express, which I'm going to tell you about in a minute. But to get to downtown Vancouver from here, you're looking at about a minimum of 45 minutes. On a bad day, that could be an hour and a half, maybe even 2 hours. So if you need to commute in the middle of rush hour, this is a really hard commute. But there is that West Coast Express, as I mentioned. And the West Coast Express does go from Maple Ridge right into downtown Vancouver. And if you are working in downtown Vancouver, that's going to save you a lot of effort. It's not going to save you a ton of time, but it's just going to save you that stress of having to think about the commute. You can sit on a pretty luxurious train and get some work done, listen to some podcasts, or maybe watch some YouTube videos, or talk to your kids. All of that can be done at your leisure when you're sitting in the West Coast Express. Of course, if you're in a car, it can bring a lot of anxiety and stress to your life, which not everybody is going to want. And so that is one of the things that you really need to take into consideration if you're thinking about moving to Maple Ridge. Think about that commute. You really do want to think about that commute. And I need to stress, it's not just the commute on the highway. Once you get on the highway, sometimes that can be the easier part of the commute. It can be pretty smooth, but it can also be the commute within Maple Ridge. And there's been so much growth in Maple Ridge in the last few years, and the road network really hasn't kept up. And there's not a lot of alternatives to driving. So everybody that's moving here needs a car, and they're spending time and traffic on basically the same road network that they had 20, 30, 40 years ago. Well, maybe not 40 years ago, but you get my point. Unlike somewhere like Vancouver, where they're pushing people more and more into using alternate forms of transportation, that's not as common here in Maple Ridge. You really are much more car focused, and that results in a lot heavier traffic congestion within Maple Ridge. And because Maple Ridge is pretty big, it can take you just as long to commute within Maple Ridge as it might take you to get into the city, right? So keep that in mind too. One of the things that draws a lot of people to Maple Ridge is its really strong sense of community. This is a really well-connected community, a community that supports one another, a community that's incredibly strong and family-oriented. And so that's something that's lacking in some other parts of Metro Vancouver, but I gotta say, it's really impressive with Maple Ridge. There are people all over the place that are interwoven, interconnected, that know one another. This is the kind of place where neighbors greet one another. Actually, strangers greet one another. When I'm out and walking about anywhere in Maple Ridge, people are friendly, they're smiling, they say hello, they stop and chat. It is a really welcoming community that I am really impressed with, and it's very, very noticeable. And the community events that happen in Maple Ridge are really well attended, really well supported, and there's a lot of stuff that happens throughout the year that you and your family will really, really enjoy. But this is really family-oriented stuff. It's not so much for some 20-something that's single, starting their profession. You're probably going to be a little bit bored here, but if you're looking for a community vibe, if you're looking for a family-oriented place, those are big cons of living here. I think I just said those were big cons of living here. I was a little distracted because there's a car about to run over me. But of course, that community vibe, the family vibe, those are enormous pros of living in Maple Ridge, not cons. A lot of the cons and the pros about Maple Ridge come down to the fact that this is a small town. And I think if you're moving somewhere and expecting something different, you're going to be disappointed. But the reality is, this is still a small town. There's just 100,000 people that live in Maple Ridge. This is not an enormous urban center. And as a result, there's some things that you have to understand that might be the downsides of living in a smaller community. And one of those is that there are fewer economic opportunities. There's less likelihood that you're going to have a job, a good paying job, living in Maple Ridge. There's less business opportunities, but you're in a very large metro region. So those opportunities exist, just unlikely to be directly here in Maple Ridge. Also, the nightlife, the entertainment options, they're pretty darn limited in Maple Ridge. I mean, a lot of people argue that they're pretty limited in the city of Vancouver, and that's where the center population is. So you can imagine on the outskirts of that city, they're even fewer and further between. So here, you're going to have some restaurants, you're going to have some cafes, you're going to have bars and pubs, but all that stuff is pretty run-of-the-mill. It's generally nothing all of that special. And if you want something special, well, you need to go where there's a greater density of population, maybe in Burnaby, maybe in Richmond, but definitely in the city of Vancouver. And that is, once again, accessible from here. But within this community, it's less likely that you're going to find it. And the other thing I need to warn people about, at the risk of offending some, that this type of smaller community is less likely to be open-minded. So if you come here with a different color of skin, or a different religious background, or a different sexual orientation, you may find people here may not be as welcoming. Now, that's not the rule. I'm just saying that there's a possibility that exists that you're going to essentially run into some people that aren't as open-minded. They're just not used to seeing in the way of differences and not as accepting of them as you're going to find, let's say, in the city of Vancouver, right? And at the most densely populated areas where everybody is from somewhere else. I wanted to point out here in Maple Ridge, 75% of the population identifies as European. And in the city of Vancouver, it's only about 40%. So there's an enormous difference in the background of people. And they're not as familiar with people living here from other parts of the world. And as a result, there's just a greater likelihood that you may find people are a little more closed-minded and a little less accepting in this type of community. But that's not to say there's also wonderful people that live here. And it wouldn't matter where you come from or what you're thinking or what your political beliefs are. It can go both ways, of course. Standing here in front of Lougheed Highway, hopefully you can hear me over the sound of the traffic in behind me. But I wanted to record here because I wanted to drive home the point about accessibility. That is a pro of living in Maple Ridge. It hasn't actually always been the case. In fact, up until about 15 years ago, Maple Ridge was a bit of a backwater. It was sort of very much removed geographically from the rest of Metro Vancouver with the Pitt River and the Fraser River. And so over the Pitt River, you used to have a drawbridge. And then to cross the Fraser River, in fact, you didn't have a bridge at all. You just had the Albion Ferry, which was a tiny little ferry that was free, but it would take a fair amount of time, especially in heavy traffic, right? On a beautiful summer's day or in rush hour, just forget about it. You'd be waiting there forever. Now, with the addition of the Golden Ears Bridge, which crosses the Fraser, and the new Kitt River Bridge, both of those came in just before 2010, it made an enormous difference to the interconnectedness of Maple Ridge and the accessibility to the rest of the region. And so now a lot of people look at this location as an alternative to living in an area like Coquitlam, Port Coquitlam, Surrey, or Langley. And I would say more often than not these days, I see a lot of people that are thinking about Surrey and Langley deciding to move to Maple Ridge because it's a little more affordable, but more than likely the motivation is the stronger access to nature that you have in Maple Ridge than you definitely do in most of Surrey, right? So if that's something that's of interest to you, you're going to have a little more affordability, a little more connection to nature. And then of course you have the accessibility to all those places you could get to from Surrey, from Langley, from Port Coquitlam. It really makes no difference whether you're in Maple Ridge or those other areas, other than you are reliant on a bridge to get you into those areas. And of course, you know that I talk about bridges and my hesitation about crossing those bridges. You really do want to think long and hard about putting your life in the hands of a bridge when it's rush hour and there could be an accident or there could be some sort of traffic backup that can really impact your commute. But having said all that, there's lots of benefits to crossing over the bridge and coming into Maple Ridge that a lot of people are starting to recognize and take advantage of.
So I don't think you could do a podcast about Maple Ridge without talking about crime.
If you look anywhere about any discussion about Maple Ridge, more than likely somebody is talking about crime and just how bad it is. There is an issue in Maple Ridge around crime, which is related to homelessness, drug addiction, and mental illness. That's something that's very consistent almost in every community in Canada. I find it a little bit interesting that people that live in Maple Ridge tend to make such a big deal about it, because honestly, in my experience of Maple Ridge, it's not really that bad. It is, I'm sure, bad in comparison to what it would have been like here 30 or 40 years ago. And it's probably rather jarring to be in a community of 100,000 people and recognize that there are people that are homeless and struggling. But the result of that issue in this community is that there is an issue around crime, but specifically around petty crime. And this is something that I've said in
just about every one of my podcasts.
Throughout Metro Vancouver, almost every part of Metro Vancouver has an issue around this. And you want to be aware of it. You want to recognize that it's there. But honestly, it's very much contained. Right now, I'm just walking through Haney, which is the town center of Maple Ridge. And this is where most of that issue is contained. You go into most of the neighborhoods outside of this area that aren't directly adjacent to Haney, you're probably not even going to notice that there's an issue around homelessness or crime at all. Now, aside from that issue, there is sort of a historic connection between Maple Ridge and a particular organized crime group, the Hells Angels. They still have a presence here. That's absolutely true. Some would say that one of the reasons that Maple Ridge is actually a fairly safe place is because of the control the Hells Angels have in the community. I don't know if that's true or not. I can just tell you that from my experience of observing what happens in Maple Ridge, sure, there's the odd organized crime thing that happens and some gang member might be hurt, injured, killed. But in general, it's a very, very safe community. This is not an area that I would be concerned for my own personal safety. It is an area where if I was in Haney specifically, I wouldn't be locking my bike up outside. I wouldn't be leaving my computer in my car. I'd make sure that my car is locked up. And perhaps at night, I'd be paying a little more attention to my surroundings. But anywhere else outside of Haney, you are not going to notice really any issue with crime. And so I really think this is a non-issue, but I feel it's really important to address with you. There's a couple of things about Maple Ridge that I feel like I need to mention, but they're not really pros or cons. And first of all, I want to talk about the weather. So everybody wonders about the weather. If you're coming to Vancouver, everybody talks about the rain. But keep in mind, it really does depend on where you are in Metro Vancouver. Maple Ridge is one of the locations in Metro Vancouver that you're going to find it's a little wetter than most. This region is in the northeastern corner of Metro Vancouver, so it's tucked up against the mountains.
And if you've been listening to my podcast, you know
I've talked about mountains before. That's really the reason that rain drops on the Metro Vancouver region. So anywhere along the mountains, along the North Shore of Metro Vancouver, you're going to find that there's a little more precipitation, a little less sunlight. So to give you an idea, City of Vancouver gets about 1200 millimeters of rain every single year. You're looking at about 1900 millimeters here in Maple Ridge. So that's not an insignificant addition. That's about 50% more rain. The number of days of rain isn't significantly more. You're probably going to find that's a little bit heavier. It's also going to be snowing a little more often in Maple Ridge than it does in Vancouver. As you get away from sort of the mitigating factor of the ocean and further inland, there is a little more snow. It's more likely to stay on the ground than it does in Vancouver, but it's really not that bad. In comparison to the rest of Canada, you're not going to get a ton of snow here in Maple Ridge. Temperature-wise, because you're again away from the ocean and you're a little more inland, temperatures get a little more extreme. So you are going to find in the summer months, it gets a little bit hotter, and in the winter months, a little bit colder. But once again, nothing incredibly extreme and nothing in the way that you're going to see in other parts of Canada. But just important reminders, if you're thinking about moving to Maple Ridge in comparison to what the rest of the Metro Vancouver area is like. The other thing I wanted to mention is about development. And this is similar to crime and homelessness. Like, there is no part of Metro Vancouver where you're not going to see development. And especially in this area, since the addition of the Golden Ears Bridge and the new Pitt River Bridge, there is sort of a go-ahead on construction, on development in Maple Ridge. And in the last 15 years, there's been a massive influx of new people, a massive influx of new development. In particular, through COVID, we saw a lot of that coming into Maple Ridge, and it still continues today. So there is a lot of growth, a lot of potential for growth because of the amount of space that's here. And so I think it's just important to recognize that development isn't stopping. It's going to continue. And if you're moving here for the way it is right now, just don't expect it to stay this way. Not exactly this way. It will always be different than other parts of Metro Vancouver, but more people are recognizing the value here. They're seeing the pros and wanting to move here because honestly, the cons aren't really that bad. But
that's really why I made this podcast. So you can decide for yourself
whether Maple Ridge is the right place for you or not. And if Maple Ridge is the right place, or maybe it's another part of Metro Vancouver, but you need my help, you want to find the right neighborhood, the right community, and the right home, I'm a real estate agent that has helped hundreds, literally hundreds of families do exactly what you and your family are thinking of doing and buying a home.
There's three different ways you can reach me. One, you can call or text at 604-831-4837. You could email me at sebastian@albrechtgroup.ca, or you can book a conversation with me directly at calendly.com/albrechtgroup.
Reach out anytime. But of course, if you're not quite ready to do that, don't forget that I do have well over 100 videos all about living in and moving to the Metro Vancouver area. And in fact, I don't just have videos, I also have podcasts. And so I'm releasing these as podcasts now. If you'd rather just listen to me rather than watch my ugly mug on the screen, you can do that at your leisure. And if you're commuting from Maple Ridge, you might have some time on your hands wanting to listen to a few podcasts. I highly recommend checking mine out.
Thanks for tuning into this podcast.
And I'll see you next week.